from Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Softball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Well, good afternoon and good evening, everybody. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, and we're just minutes away from first pitch as the Wetumpka Indians get ready to take on the Opelika Bulldogs for the second time in just about a week and a half here. For you'll remember, just about a week and a half ago, we covered the first ever broadcast of Wetumpka softball, and the Indians picked up the win in that one 8-3. Indians come into this one with a 10-1 record, facing off against the Bulldogs with a 10-2 record. Indians' one loss came against Saraland in the Prattville tournament, and for Opelika, one of their losses came against the Indians back on February 25th, just about 2 weeks ago, and lost a game on February 28th, last Friday, against St. James. I was in a tournament as well. They bounced back, though, picked up a win against Blue last week, and just a couple of moments away from first pitch here. We'll run through our starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. For the Indians, it'll be Lexi Smith leading it off. She'll be out at second base, followed by Layla Culpepper and Sophie Arant right behind her. Bailey Carlisle, the shortstop, will bat cleanup. And Autumn Hollum, the left fielder, will bat in the fifth spot. At six, it's Taylor Carlisle. And catching tonight is Alyssa Brown, also batting in the seventh spot. At eight, it's Madison Calloway. And the designated player here tonight, Kyler Richardson, will follow her up. It's Kaylin Morgan on the bump for the Opelika Bulldogs, and first pitch bounced in the dirt for a ball. Quick 1-0 count here to Lexi Smith, the second baseman leading off for the Indians here tonight. Beautiful sunset just moments ago, and it's a beautiful night outside, 72 degrees right now, and not much wind to speak of. Well, we'll keep you updated on that front. Second pitch swinging from Lexi Smith. It's flown out to the center fielder, and no problem there for Xi. She chases it down. And a quick first down on just two pitches for the Indians to start this one off. That'll bring up Layla Culpepper to the bump. She's got a 484 average coming into this one and has 9 extra base hits and a 1523 OPS. She's been hitting the stitches off the ball, and hopefully she can carry that into this at bat. First pitch in there for strike one from Kaylin Morgan. She's on the bump tonight for the Opelika Bulldogs, and then catching for her is Kennedy Soltau. Over at first base, it's Morgan Foley. As the 0-1 swung on there. Now to an 0-2 count here to Layla Culpepper. At second base for the Bulldogs, it's Caden Sally and Emily Birmingham over there at third base. McCall Clayton, your shortstop tonight. Out in left field, it's Braylon Brooks. Jay-Z Ajee out in center field, and third pitch in there for a called strike three. First strikeout of the night here for Kaylin Morgan, and gets Layla Culpepper out in three pitches. Last one down looking. Two outs now here in the top of the first. And that'll bring up Sophie Arant to the plate. Sophie, just a freshman here starting for this Indians team. First pitch here swung on and over the glove of Morgan and over the glove of Clayton. A single there for Sophie Arant with two outs here in the top of the first inning. In the outfield for the Bulldogs, I know we kind of got halfway through it, but Braylon Brooks out there in left field and center field. It's Jay-Z Ajee and Jasmine Smith out there in right field. Bailey Carlisle, the all-star last season and shortstop for the Indians, comes up to the dish now, takes the first pitch inside there, ball one. takes strike one there, does Carlisle. So now count all even at one. She went 2 for 3 and had an RBI in the last game against the Bulldogs, but she's really caught on fire since then. She comes into this one batting 588, well over her 580 total last season, as she swings on pitch number 3, fouls it straight back and on top of the press box here at Westridge Park. 1-2 count to Carlisle now. And swinging bunt there, and a nice dive and catch from McCall Clayton at shortstop. Had to fully lay out for that one and saves a base hit from Bailey Carlisle. So Indians down in 4. One hit to speak of. And one strikeout for Kaylin Morgan. We'll be back in just a couple of moments here for the bottom of the first inning. Indians will take to the field here in just a few moments. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Colliers Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Back now here in the bottom of the first inning, and Indians set to take the field. But before we get to that, leading off for the Bulldogs, it's Jasmine Smith, the right fielder, and she'll be followed by Kaylin Morgan, the pitcher. McCall Clayton, that shortstop, will be all three of the hitters guaranteed to come up this inning. JZ Ajayi, the center fielder, will bat cleanup, followed by Morgan Foley, the first baseman. Kennedy Soltau, the catcher, right behind her. Braylon Brooks batting in the seventh spot, followed by Emily Birmingham and Caden Sally to round it out. In the circle, for the Indians tonight, it is Abigail Adams. She's got a 2-0 record for the Indians so far this season, and with just an ERA of 3.362, a great showing for her so far this season. She's got 5 walks, 11 strikeouts, and only 2 runs allowed so far, only one of them earned. Her last time out, she started off the game against the Hanley Tigers in the Wetumpka tournament, went for 6 innings. In that one, only allowed 2 hits, 1 runs, none of them earned. 3 walks and 1 strikeout. Pitches to contact here just a little bit. And we talked to Coach Darrell Otwell about that. And if you haven't seen it, go check out the Wetumpka Sports Network Instagram and Facebook page to see our interview with him yesterday. In the field for the Indians, Abigail Adams at first base, Alyssa Brown, pitching. And the first pitch for Jasmine Smith, just a tad outside there, ball 1 to start off this at bat. Abigail Adams in the circle for the Indians. Alyssa Brown catching for her behind the dish as the 1-0 pitch is just upstairs. And a 2-0 count now to Smith. Sophie Aran at first base, Lexi Smith at second base, Layla Culpepper at third base. And first time for her playing third base. Talked to Coach Otwell a little bit about that over the course of the week. And now 3-0 count here to Jasmine Smith, and he's just saying the praises of Layla Culpepper, both in the circle and on the field, and just a huge pickup for this Indians team, played at Elmore County last year. And 4-pitch walk to start this one off for Abigail Adams, and Jasmine Smith will take the trot down first base. At shortstop, it's the all-star Bailey Carlisle heading into her senior season, committed to play at Huntington College next season. And that'll round up everybody in the infield dirt for the Indians. And first pitch cut on and missed from Kaylin Morgan, the pitcher, now on the other side of it. And inside the batter's box. On left field, it's Autumn Holland and Taylor Carlisle playing at center field tonight for the Indians, and Madison Callaway out there in right field will round out this lineup for the Indians. Showing bunt and everybody charging for it. Abigail Adams picks it up and throws over to Smith at first base. Can they get two? They will. Heads up play there from Lexi Smith. She ran over to cover the bunt attempt on first. And a 1-4-5 double play. She fired over to Culpepper at third, who laid down the tag at Smith, trying to hustle to third base. And just some base running mistakes there from the Opelika Bulldogs and Indians. Turn two. Really great play from Smith there. I mean, as soon as she had it in her glove, she turned around and fired it over to Culpepper at third base. And you definitely say there's a little bit of chemistry between the two of them played together on the Wetumpka Lady Indians basketball team. Now at the plate, it's McCullough Clayton, the shortstop. She took that first pitch for a ball and a 1-0 count here. Adams will come home with it, and that one, same spot, same result, inside for ball two. Two balls, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Cut on and fouled straight into the netting behind the backstop there in the 2-1 count as Adams starts to work her way back into this one. Clayton went 0-for-3 in the Indians game against the Bulldogs just about 2 weeks ago. And that one is going to be called ball three, just on the outside edge of the plate there. And now a hitter's count here for McCall Clayton. Three-one on its way home. A riser cut on and missed. Now that'll load up the scoreboard here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the first as the Indians look to go three up, three down, and head back to the batter's box, looking to break this thing open. And just a little bit upstairs there, and two walks in this first inning for the Indians and Abigail Adams. McCall Clayton takes the journey over to first base, and that'll bring up the center fielder batting cleanup here tonight, Jay-Z Ajee, for this Opelika Bulldogs team. Plays out in center field and made a nice catch back in the top of that first inning, hustling out to stop what would have been an extra base hit for Lexi Smith to lead this one off. Has the first pitch in there for a ball. Or strike, rather. 0-1 count. Swung on, and Carlisle's going to hustle over for it, and she'll do it all herself. Just step on the bag and get out of this inning. Jay-Z Ajee grounds out to end it. And so it's two walks, no hits, no errors for the Bulldogs in that inning. We're still knotted at zero as we head back to the top of the second. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
What matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Back now here, top of the second inning, and set to lead it off for the Indians. It's Autumn Holland, the left fielder. She'll take ball one in the dirt there. Jump out ahead of the count here One. And oh. Swinging on and popped up right to Foley over there at first base. So Indians still looking to get something going here. It's been a rather efficient night for Morgan on the mound, in the circle so far tonight. He's not really thrown too many pitches. I'd have to imagine it's less than 15 at this point, although do not keep total of a pitch count up here. One out here top of the second, and now at the dish, it's the sister of Bailey Carlisle. It's Taylor. She'll start this one off the same way that Holland started off her at bat, taking first pitch ball just a little bit low. Cut on that one, though, and in the outfield grass, and bobbled there for a second by Brooks out there in left field, and she'll hustle over to second. So a single there, and then heading to second on the fielding error from Braylon Brooks out in left field. Good heads-up base running there from Taylor Carlisle. Now the Indians have their first runner in scoring position as Alyssa Brown, the Grambling State commit, comes up to the dish. First pitch swinging there, and it's in single into the outfield, but definitely not enough to score one in. A little bit of a pickle there, and good base running from Alyssa Brown. She came over, she stopped about halfway in between first and second, did Alyssa Brown. And as they tried to throw out at second, she headed back to first, and she'll head to the dugout here for a pinch runner. Jalen Morrell will come out and take this trip around the bases for her. And so as Brown went back to first, they fired over, trying to get Taylor Carlisle at third. She was back in time, and then Brown immediately turned around and took a spot at second base. So now, with just one out, Indians got two in scoring position and looking to capitalize on it as Madison Callaway comes up to the dish for the Indians. Takes ball one there, just a little bit low. So Taylor Carlisle at third base and Jalen Morrell at second for the Indians. Cut on and missed there. Count even at one with one out here in top of the second as the Indians look to take the first lead of the game. Callaway went 0-for-3 in this last game against the Indians. Or against the Bulldogs, sorry. And now behind in the count. 1-2. Swung on the 1-2 pitch, but found it right down the first base line and into the Indians dugout. Good swing in there to stay alive. And Foley will head over and retrieve the ball from the dugout and fire it over to Soltown behind the dish. The 1-2 on its way home and well inside there. It'll even the count up at two. Good take there from Madison Callaway. Called strike three. Good frame job there. Not sure it was in there for a strike. Looked to be a tad low there, but Soltown had a good job of pulling that mitt straight up. And so second strikeout of the game for Kalen Morgan there. And in the dish now, at the plate now, Kyla Richardson with a little bit of first pitch swinging there. Serving as the designated player tonight for the Indians. Oh. That one lifted out into center field, and no problem there for Agee. So Indians leave two stranded in scoring position, and top of the order will come up in the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the second. Opelika Bulldogs back in the batter's box. Game still tied at two. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Indians against the 7A Opelika Bulldogs, and bottom of the second here, Abigail Adams still out on the dish, or in the circle there, as Morgan Foley, the first baseman, will come up and lead things off here for the Bulldogs. First pitch swinging there from Foley, but nothing doing, an 0-1 count here for Abigail Adams. And that one swung on, but grounded right over to Aran at first base. And she'll do it all herself. Ground out there, unassisted. And quick first out on just two pitches for Abigail Adams and the Lady Indians. One out now here as first pitch in there for a strike. It's the catcher, Kennedy Soltau, at the dish. Soltau reached base twice in that game against the Indians as Adams fires another one in there for a strike, and no two count here. Good pitch there from Adams. Test the zone, but umpires will call that one a ball. So now 1-2 count here with one out in the bottom of the second. Adams will come home with it and swung on, lifted out in center field. Carlisle will settle under it, and two outs now. As the Opelika Bulldogs still search for their first hit in this one, maybe Braylon Brooks, the left fielder, will give it to them as she begins to step into the batter's box. And Foley here talking to both Braylon Brooks and Emily Birmingham, who's in the on-deck circle here, maybe seeing something with Adams' delivery. And first pitch swinging and nothing doing yet again here, 0-1 count. Adams started off the last three batters of this inning all the same way. First pitch strike and swung on and missed. And now an 0-2 count here as the Indians are one strike away from heading back to the batter's box in the top of the third. 0-2 on its way home and test the zone yet again. But no called strike that time. A 1-2 count. Adams has given up two walks, but no hits so far, and a good showing so far. And Good fight there from Brooks to stay alive. Cut on it and fouled it right back into the backstop. So we'll try the 1-2 pitch again. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and that'll end the inning. First strikeout of the night for Abigail Adams. Second inning brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan, like a good neighbor. State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there. We'll head to the top of third, and we will see you there. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
And adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Check them out online at baptisthealth.org, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Lexi Smith set to lead it off here for the Indians. Top of the order set to come up. And first pitch swing and fouled it straight back. Smith flew out to center field for the last trip up. Start this one off in the top of the first for the Indians. And the 0-1, same result. Fouled, tipped straight down. The 0-2 from Morgan is laced into center field, hits the outfield grass there, and will roll into the glove of Jay-Z Agee, but a single there to start the top of the third off for the Indians. Lexi Smith picks up her first hit of the ball game and fourth one for the Indians in just three innings. Layla Culpepper coming up to the plate now. Mentioned a little while ago, both Culpepper and Smith is... Culpepper fouls that one straight down the third base line, just a tad bit out in front of it. Both of them played on the Lady Indians basketball team, and hopefully we'll be set to do it again. Both of them juniors and big additions for this Indians team in the offseason. A hit and run there in the gap for Layla Culpepper. It'll roll to the outfield grass. Smith's going to round the corner and head home, and Indians take the lead after an RBI double from Layla Culpepper. And first points of the night belong to the Indians. That was a perfectly executed hit and run there. I mean, Smith stole second, and she's quick. Great athlete is Lexi Smith. Looks like she probably would have been in there regardless of if Culpepper made contact or not. But then Culpepper puts it right in the right center gap and one bounce and hits the wall. Sophie Aran at the plate now, and she'll take ball one inside there. She got the first hit of the game for the Indians, but was left stranded on first base back in the top of the first inning. Swinging there from Arant, and it was bobbled for a second. Great base running from the Indians. Culpepper will head over to second base there. She juked back out of the way of McCall Clayton at shortstop, and Clayton was kind of watching what Culpepper did there, and it bounced off of her glove. And so then Culpepper heads over to third, and Arant hustles into second there. And now, again, two runners in scoring position for the Indians as Bailey Carlisle comes up. First pitch swinging, and in the outfield grass, an RBI single, and they will hold up Arant at first. And Carlisle will head over to second. It's now 2-0 here for the Indians, and another two in scoring position looking to break this thing wide open. And they're going to have a pitching change here. Will the Opelika Bulldogs, McCall Clayton, I believe, is going to come in to the circle here. She will, and we'll see a couple of changes substitutions wise out there for the Opelika Bulldogs. We will have those for you when we return. We'll take a quick break and be back here with no outs, two runners on in scoring position for the Indians, and Anand Holland at the plate when we return. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Well, coming back just a tad late. Apologize for that, folks. First pitch from the new pitcher is in the dirt. It's McCall Clayton in the circle now, and quick two balls to start off the at-bat. Autumn Holland, the left fielder for the Indians. At the plate now, and we'll take ball three. So now a 3-0 count here, and in danger of walking the bases loaded, but she's not responsible for the runners on second and third. And ball four there. She will walk them loaded in a tough spot to come on if you're a reliever. And Sotel's going to head up there and have a quick conversation, trying to settle Clayton down. Tough spot to come in, like I mentioned, as a reliever. We already got two on scoring position, then a four-pitch walk to start it off. That's not exactly what you want to see for the confidence of your pitcher. At the plate now, it's Taylor Carlisle for the Indians. Her sister standing right across the diamond for her over there at second base. And another ball was at pitch. Couldn't tell what the umpire was going to call, so a 2-0 count here to Taylor Carlisle, and swung on that one, and that's going to be a base hit. One run will score. Arant will come across. Carlisle hustling for home, and the throw just a little bit off the mark. So a two RBI single there for Taylor Carlisle, and staying at second base for the Indians, it was Autumn Holland. Just was happy to advance just one base over, and she'll sit right there. So runners on first and second here, still no outs, as Alyssa Brown, the catcher, comes up to the plate. First pitch in there for a strike to Brown. And that'll even the count up at one, just a little north and east there, just missed it in two spots. Good stretch there to save what would have been a one run, possibly two, as Brown put one into play, but she will essentially work, that will essentially work as a sacrifice as both runners advance. So now two in scoring position for Madison Calloway as she comes up to the plate. It was Morgan at second base who made the pitch. Calloway shows bunt. It's a squeeze, and they'll get the play at home. Holland wasn't able to beat the tag there, and a good play from the new pitcher, Clayton, to come home and fire it right to Soltau. Knew exactly what she wanted to do, and then Soltau able to lay the tag down in plenty of time. So now Kyla Richardson will come up. To the plate. And a 1-1 count to her now with runners on the corners here and two outs in the top of this third inning. Upstairs for ball two, 2-1 count now. Two outs here. Richardson laces that one over the head of Aji. It rolls all the way to the wall. She's heading to third base, and she'll get there standing up. A 2-RBI triple there for Kyla Richardson. And now Lexi Smith is set to come up to the plate here for the second time this inning with two outs. Six runs for the Indians in this inning. They have broken this thing wide open. It was an 8-3 ball game last time, and Indians bats are hot here. And Coach Otwell mentioned that really well. He said a lot of things he felt like really started to click for this Indians team over the course of that Wetumpka tournament, and then the Tuesday night win against the Holtville Bulldogs, 21-1, the Indians took the victory as the 0-1 to Smith is upstairs and will tie the count here at one. The Indians got hot late. It was a 3-1 ball game heading into the sixth inning. The top of the sixth inning, Indians score six runs, and then in the top of the seventh, Indians bat around the order twice, scored 12 runs in that one, and it seems that their bats have stayed hot since that. Started off a little bit slow here tonight, but have really broken this thing wide open in the top of the third inning. The 2-1 is fouled straight back and over the top of the backstop, so now two is all across the scoreboard there. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs here in this top of this third inning. Staying alive there, Lexi Smith fouls that one, but it bounces straight down the third baseline and right in front of the Bulldogs' dugout. The 2-2 to Smith is way over the top. Richardson's going to charge home, and she won't even have to slide. Now a 7-0 ball game for the Indians, and a full count here to Lexi Smith. Smith staying alive yet again. Good battle here for Lexi Smith. Eight pitches in the at-bat, ninth one still yet to come. She just will not go down without a fight, will Lexi Smith. Payoff pitch on its way home upstairs and off the glove of Kennedy Soltau. And Lexi Smith will get on base twice in this inning, first by a single, and now from a walk. Layla Culpepper hit her home last time with a RBI double. And she'll look to do it again. A and they're going to head out to the mound here and have a quick conversation. Coach Otwell going to talk to Layla before she steps back in to the batter's box as well. And I believe another pitching change here coming for the Opelika Bulldogs. Trying to see who's coming back into the circle. I think it's Morgan back in there. Unless I have my jersey number wrong. Yeah, Morgan will come back into the circle here. She started off this inning and then let a couple of runs scored. And Lexi Smith take off and put herself in scoring position there with a stolen base. First pitch was a ball, and that one cut on and fouled straight back. Count all even at one now for Layla Culpepper with Lexi Smith in scoring position, and she will look to hit her home. There's been a bunch of defensive substitutions for the Opelika Bulldogs, and I will try my hardest to figure out where all the changes have happened as Smith cuts on the 1-1 pitch and fouls it straight into the bleachers. And now a 1-2 count here for Culpepper. And Smith heads over to third base. The throw was there in time, but as Smith came in, she knocked the ball out of the glove of Emily Birmingham, I believe. It is still Birmingham over there at third base. So now Smith just 60 feet away from scoring with two outs here, two balls, two strikes to Layla Culpepper. Another stolen base for Lexi Smith. She'll pick up two of them in this trip around the bases. 7-0, the Indians lead it as Culpepper cuts on that one, and she hit it well, but it was straight into the bullpen there. Just completely foul, never had a chance of staying fair, so we'll try the 2-2 count yet again. Two-two on its way home and inside. It'll load up the count here. 3-2. Indians in danger of putting another runner on here. Culpepper's got some wheels on her, too. Could be prime opportunity here for her if she get on. 3-2 is cut on and over the glove of Birmingham. It'll roll down the third baseline and all the way to the outfield wall. And another RBI double for Layla Culpepper, too, in this inning. And Indians now on top, 8-0. Sophie Arendt will head back up to the plate. She knocks Culpepper home with an RBI single. And her last time up at the plate. And Holland will look to do it again. Sorry, it's Arendt at the plate, not Holland. She will take the first pitch low for a ball as Culpepper stands at second base. She'll take ball one there, count all even at one. Off the neck of the bat that time for Arendt and dribbled foul down the third base line, and a 1-2 count for her now. And She'll stay alive. The 1-2 pitch fouled and out of play just in front of the first base side at the dugout where the rest of the Indians will await their turn to either come up to the batter's box or head back out to the field depending on what happens in this at-bat. Bailey Carlisle in the on-deck circle as the 1-2 on its way home is lifted into the gap in right center field. It's down, but Smith will hustle over from right field and save it from going any further. An RBI single gives the Indians a 9-run lead here as Bailey Carlisle will come back up to the plate as well. He ran over there at first base. Carlisle has already got one hit in this one. Came around to score earlier in this inning as she takes ball one inside. Ooh, Carlisle gets hit right on the hands, it looks like there. That's a tough spot to hit. It's going to rattle you. It'll leave a little bit of numbness there and some tingling along, and Carlisle not thrilled about it. Can't blame her with the season she's having. Don't want to risk any injuries. And so now runners on first and second as the Indians look to continue to pour salt on the wound here. Looks like it got her on the knee, actually, not the hands, but still a terrible place to receive a ball. It's going to sting just a little bit. She's trying to walk it off a little bit as the officials have given her some time to do so. Still two outs here in the top of the third inning, where Indians have already scored 9, and sliding and unable to make the play is Sally on Autumn Holland's base hit there, and coming around to score from second is Sophie Arant. And Carlisle will head over to third there. Still looks like she's all right. Now standing next to her coach, Daryl Otwell, after another RBI single from Autumn Holland. She walked in her first time up in this inning and then drives one home and her second trip up. First pitch swinging there from Taylor Carlisle and hustling over but unable to make the play is Foley at first base. She had a chance at it but was right in front of the Indians dugout. Started to slow up there. Didn't want to run into the fence and over the wall. Reminiscent of Derek Jeter, but slows it down, puts on the brakes there, but an 0-1 count as runners are on the corner for Taylor Carlisle. She had a 2-RBI single her last time up, but cuts on that one for an 0-2 count and one strike away yet again. Are the Opelika Bulldogs. See if they can cash in this time. And Holland off to second base. And no throw down from Kennedy Soltau. There's a called strike 3. And Morgan will pick up another strikeout here. Her third of the game after hopping outside circle there for a second. Indians score 10 on a whole plethora of hits. My communications brain cannot count that high. Maybe give you the total when we get back. You're listening to the Collier Ford with Tumka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back here, bottom of the third inning, as Emily Birmingham set to make her first at-bat of the game after the Indians score 10 in the top of that third inning. First pitch there to Birmingham was a ball, and that one in there for a called strike. Looks like she started to swing there, but thought better of it, decides to pull back. And that one lifted up into the air. No problem there for Sophie Aranch. She'll just be happy to sit right under it. And a quick fires out on three pitches here. And they're all going to come to the circle real quick, high-five each other as the Indians feeling the momentum just a little bit. So after the pop-out to the first baseman, it will bring up Caden Sally, the nine-hole hitter for this Bulldogs team, and Jasmine Smith, leadoff batter, set to come back up here after this at bat. First pitch a little bit low there for ball one. In there, strike one. All even at one now, one's across the board. One ball, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of this third inning as the Opelika Bulldogs try to claw back into this one, but cut on and missed there from Sally. And Bulldogs, it's just the bottom of the third, but they are still looking for their first hit in this one. They have had a couple of base runners, but all of them have reached by way of a walk, and a 1-2 count here in danger of going down on strikes as pitches swung on and lifted lined into center field, but no problem for Taylor. Carlisle, she'll hit a quick jog in, and two up, two down for Abigail Adams and the Indians to start off this inning. Jasmine Smith, the leadoff batter and right fielder for the Opelika Bulldogs, set to come back up for her second time. She reached base on a walk and then was doubled up on the bunt attempt in the top of the first inning, and first pitch in there for a strike. As the Indians still lead it 10-0 here in the bottom of the third. That one swung on and lifted, and Brown was hustling over for it, but it will come down right alongside the net behind the backstop. Nobody able to make a play on it that time. Way too high for anybody to reach it. And got a total for you now. Indians had 9 hits and 3 walks in the last inning, left runners on the corners today. And strike 3 there for Abigail Adams in a quick bottom of the third inning in the Indians. We'll head back out here to the batter's box here and see if Coach Otwell changes this lineup at all. But if I were him, no chance I'm changing anything. We'll be back top of the fourth here in just a couple of moments. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Oh,
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Morgan still on them in the circle here, and Alyssa Brown in the batter's box for the Indians, who takes ball one as they have a 10-0 lead here in the top of this fourth inning. Brown had a single in the top of the second and grounded out to the second baseman as she takes ball two in the top of the third inning. Set to lead it off here, your Collier Ford leadoff batter for this inning, as she has a 2-0 count, and third pitch of the at-bat on its way, and it is lifted into shallow right field, and hustling over is Caden Sally to make the play there. It was a good hustle from her. I thought it was just going to be a little bit of a bloop single, but Sally able to save a base runner there for the Bulldogs. And that'll bring up Madison Calloway to the dish here for the Indians with one out, and she will take ball one outside that time. The 1-0 is cut on off the neck of the back and fouled. The neck of the bat and fouled straight off into the backstop here. Now full ones across the scoreboard. One ball, one strike. And one out here. Nobody on for Calloway. She has reached base once, but still looking for her first base hit. Struck out looking once and grounded in to a fielder's choice on the sacrifice bunt attempt. It looks like a ball hitter on the foot there. And the umpires will agree. First base runner for the Indians will come from a hit by pitch for Madison Calloway. And now the lefty Kyla Richardson will come up to the plate. She had a triple, a hustle triple, and her first time up to the plate. First pitch swinging from her, and it looks like Birmingham was going to settle under it there for a second. The third baseman was lifted down the third baseline, and then she's called off by McCall Clayton. And good job, good communication between the Bulldogs there, and that will give the Bulldogs two outs here as Lexi Smith is set to come up for her fourth time here in the top of this fourth inning. And first pitch swinging for her, and that is a fair ball. Landed just about 3 inches in fair territory. And a stand-up double for her as she heads into second base. And she'll now head over and exchange some of her equipment. And Calloway decided to hold up at third base, and Layla Culpepper coming up to the plate now has had two RBI doubles so far in this game, and got to pick up two more if you hit another double here, and she laces that one down the third baseline, and it'll roll off the wall. It'll be at least a double here, maybe a triple, no. So a two RBI double for Layla Culpepper. She's had three doubles so far in this game and drove in four batters as the Indians jump out to a 12-0 lead. Sophie Arendt at the plate now. for the Indians. She'll take ball one and cut on the second pitch, lift it straight back over the backstop and out of play. Count even up at one here with two outs in the top of this third inning. The 1-1 to Arendt downstairs. A 2-1 count now for her as Morgan back in the circle. It's just still out there. No pitching change for the Bulldogs just yet. One is on its way home, and that one is crushed. Does it have enough? And it's off the scoreboard. A round tripper for Sophie Arendt. She'll drive in one there on the home run, and she crushed that one. It landed straight off the back of the scoreboard, and Indians add on another two in this inning. So a two-run shot there for Sophie Arendt. That's her fourth home run of the season. She'll take the top spot for this Indian team in terms of home runs over Bailey Carlisle. Her and Carlisle both tied at three there, but no longer there after the two-run shot there. Plates Culpepper. And now four RBIs on the night for Sophie Arendt, who's gone 4-for-4 on her trips to the plate tonight. Bailey Carlisle up now, and she was hit by a pitch her last time up, her second at-bat in the top of that third inning after hitting a single and scoring a run on her first time. First pitch swinging from Bailey, and it will result in a strike. It was fouled straight back into the backstop. And same swing, same result. This time just on top of the press box. Yeah, hit it about a little bit higher and a little bit more spin. I might have been able to get a hand on that one, but no two count for Carlisle now. Two outs here as the Indians lead it 14-0 over the Opelika Bulldogs. Last two innings, the Indians have cracked this thing wide open. That one bounced in the dirt, and Carlisle had to jump just straight up to get around that pitch. So a 2-2 count now to Bailey Carlisle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of this fourth inning, and they'll get her there. Will the Opelika Bulldogs? And I think to say it was a drop third strike. I'm trying to see. Coach Otwell was telling her to hustle over to third base, and so it was. I believe it was a drop third strike, but Opelika coach is going to come over and plead their case now. So we'll see what happens here. So that was a called strike three on Bailey Carlisle. I'm not sure that it was a drop third strike. Now the officials, the umpires, gonna head over and talk to each other. I thought she caught it and then just let the ball out of her glove there. And so they will say that it is a drop third strike. So now Bailey Carlisle on second base here for Autumn Holland, who will come up to the plate now with a runner in scoring position. It was an interesting series of events there. The Bulldogs had all started to trot to the dugout, so there was nobody even there to potentially throw Carlisle out. She could have gone to third base there as Holland will send it straight back to Morgan, and she'll fire it over to Foley, no problem there. So disaster averted for the Opelika Bulldogs as the Indians tack on another 14-0. They lead it after 3.5. Bottom of the fourth coming your way next. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDewittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDewittCenter.com. RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Bottom of the fourth here as the Indians lead it 14-0 out here in Opelika, Alabama. Beautiful town here is Opelika, and set to lead it off is Kaylin Morgan, and she will swing on the first pitch, and 0-1 count to Morgan now, who tried to lay down a bunt in her first time up, and second pitch swinging, lifted straight on top of the press box, and actually she'll clear it straight back over the press box there, but a quick 0-2 count here for Morgan, who, like I mentioned, tried to lay down the sacrifice bunt, but was doubled up after the heads-up play from Lexi Smith in the top of the first inning, and an 0-2 count a little bit upstairs there. And you've seen Abigail Adams try that a few times there. After getting ahead in the count 0-2, she won't even test the zone, try to fire something on the outside northeast corner there. And 1-2 pitch swung on, fouled straight back, so we'll do it again. But that's just a sign of really good pitching and really good control there. You're not really giving the batters anything to hit. You're just trying to, the best of your ability, get a swing and a miss, or maybe to call it strike from the umpire if you're lucky. But she will get the strikeout that time, a swing and a miss from Kaylin Morgan, and 4 strikeouts on the night for Abigail Adams so far. Sorry, I believe that's actually 3 strikeouts. And she will start off this inning the same way she ended the bottom of the third. Up at the plate now, it's McCall Clayton, the shortstop. She reached on a walk in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch, strike yet again for Abigail Adams. And I want to remind you to stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access got you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. The 0-1 is swung on and driven off the top of the fence there, and still hustling after it is Madison Callaway. And I think Clayton thought it might be gone over that right field fence. I mean, just another foot of height on that ball, and it would have been a round tripper for her. And I don't know that she was really sprinting around the bases. She will get head into second, though, with a stand-up double, the first hit of the game for the Opelika Bulldogs. But they've still got a lot of work to do here with one out, as Jay-Z Ajee will come up to the plate here. First pitch, ball there from Abigail Adams, just a little bit outside the zone. And she cuts on that one, but lifts it over the back of the bleachers down the third base side, and count even at 1-1 now. She will swing on that one, and Culpepper over at third base steps up to go get it, and she will fire over and get Ajie at first base there, but she will advance Clayton over to third base, and now the first run of the ball game for the Bulldogs is just 60 feet away over there at third base. Morgan Foley, the first baseman, going to come up now, her second at-bat in the game, and first pitch swinging for her. She lifts it out into center field, and Carlisle will make the catch there. Holland was hustling over for it. I'm not sure that she heard the Indians, or heard Carlisle call for that one. And we will now head to the top of the fifth inning here in just a couple of moments. Indians lead it 14-0. And they have a whole flurry of hits, and they'll look to tack on some more as we head in to the top of the fourth, or top of the fifth, in just a couple of moments. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
And adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
And back now here in Opelika, top of the fifth inning, Indians on top, 14-0. Everything's coming up for the black and gold so far this game. And now Taylor Carlisle at the dish for the Indians and leading it off here in this inning. Second pitch in there for a ball. And a two count here to Carlisle as she takes ball three inside that time. And three straight balls for Kaylin Morgan, who is still on the mound there for the Opelika Bulldogs, or in the circle rather. Carlisle rockets that one as a one hopper, and it landed off the forearm there of Emily Birmingham at third base, and so Carlisle will take her trip to first base there and give her credit for the single. That ball was ripped, but it just had that low launch angle, just came straight down off the turf, one hopper, and off the back of the glove or slash forearm there for Birmingham. And Alyssa Brown at the plate now, and first pitch swinging for her. She'll bounce it foul to third base, and a good play from Coach Hotwell over there in the coach's box there. He'll stop it from going any further and keep a move on this thing. An 0-1 count to Alyssa Brown now. Good eye there. Well, even the count at one. She takes it. One for three so far tonight. Had a ground out, pop out, and a single. Good take there as the ball was bounced in the dirt. And Carlisle still at first base. Not really showing any movement there, but if she's anything like her sister, she's got some wheels on her. So definitely something to watch there as third pitch in there 4. A ball and 3. 1 hitters count now for Alyssa Brown, the future catcher for the Grambling State. 3-1 count is ripped into the right center gap. It's going to be extra bases. The question is how many? Carlisle will come around to score, and in there at second base is Alyssa Brown. No problem. Another RBI double for this Indians team, and it seems like that's where they have made all their money tonight. Indians just keep pouring it on. Now they lead it 15-0, and a runner on second for Alyssa Brown. I believe that is Jalen Morrell. I can't quite see the jersey number from here. It is Jalen Morrell. Came out and pinch ran for her the last time she reached base, and will do so yet again. It's Madison Callaway at the plate now, and she cuts on the 1-0 pitch and will just have about as traditional as a base hit you get. She will head over to second there, but give her credit for the single. It was a couple of players between Morgan and Soltau kind of bobbled off their gloves for a second, so she advances on a little bit of a throwing mistake there. And now two runners in scoring positions for the Indians. They just look to keep things going. But going back to the single is just right in the hole right by second base, between second base and shortstop, just straight up the gut. And Kyler Richardson will take strike one there. No swing for her that time. And behind the count. Now she had a triple earlier in the game. Did Kyler Richardson showed off the speed a little bit. And 0-1 is lifted into shallow left field. And Morrell will not tag up on it that time. So now one down for the Indians as the top of the order is set to come back up. And Lexi Smith will journey up. She's scored 3 runs tonight, has Lexi Smith. She has had a single walk, 2 stolen bases, and a double. It's a good showing for her so far tonight. 0-1 count for Lexi Smith here with one down in the top of the fifth inning. 15-0, Indians still on top, and still in the circle is Kaylin Morgan for the Opelika Bulldogs. She'll take that last pitch for a ball. It was a little bit low that time, and so even at one now is Morgan set to come home with it. And she will, and Smith cuts on it but lifts it straight back into the backstop, and a 1-2 count now for Lexi Smith, the second baseman for this Indians team. And Smith will ground that one to shortstop, and the Bulldogs will come home with it. And everybody back in time. Morrell started to come home with it, or started to run home with it. Clayton tried to fire to Soltau to get her in time, but Morrell kept her eyes up ahead of her and decided to get back. And she, it was a close call back at the bag at third base. But credit to Morrell. The moment she saw that happen, she turned around, flashed the wheels, and got straight back. And so now bases juice with one out here as Culpepper crushes that one. Actually, never mind. She did not get as much of it as I thought. A little bit deceiving that time. And hustling in from left field, it was Braylon Brooks to make the play that time. She caught it in foul territory there. A good job from her. She probably had to cover close to 100 feet there to get it there in time. And a good job for her. Now 2 down with the bases loaded as Autumn Holland, or Sophie Arendt, will come back up to the plate now. Had the home run back in the top of the fourth inning. and we'll take ball one that time. And Arendt 4-for-4 on the night so far, looking to go 5-for-5, three singles and four RBIs for him as well. And Arendt crushes it. She'll do it again. Back-to-back jacks on back-to-back home runs for Sophie Arendt. 5 on the season for her now, and that one is a grand slam. She'll plate 4 in this inning, and the Indians just keep on coming. They will not stop. It's 19-0. After a grand slam from Sophie Arendt. And all you can just say about that one is, wow, last time it was off the scoreboard, that one over the fence by about a good 10 feet. And that one out to straight center. And the wall out there is relatively tall. It's probably about 9 or 10 feet out there. And so you got to have quite some pop. And Arendt, 2 bombs on the night. And Carlisle crushes that one, but right into Braylon Brooks's glove. Barely had to move an inch for it, so Indians tack on 5 more in the top of the 5th inning. We'll head to the bottom of the 5th here, and the Opelika Bulldogs need a lot to go their way if they want to claw back into this one. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
And welcome back here to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians on top here after breaking things open in the top of the 3rd inning. They're on top 19-0. As set to lead it off is Kennedy Soltown, the catcher for the Opelika Bulldogs. And first pitch swinging goes on a line out straight into the glove of Taylor Carlisle out there in center field. Braylon Brooks, left fielder, going to come up to the plate next. And Indians 2 outs away from a potential run rule here, unless the Opelika Bulldogs really start to hit their stride. A couple of score updates for you. And first pitch, ball there. First time that's happened in a while for Abigail Adams. Couple of score updates for you. An Indians baseball team had a doubleheader here today as 1-0 upstairs, again 2-0 count now. First game for the Indians, they picked up the win against the Marbury Bulldogs 12-1 there. They ended it after 5 innings and a couple of RBIs for the Indians, and Miller Lombardi picks up 3 of them himself as cold strike there. And now second game of the doubleheader is currently into the bottom of the 3rd, but the Indians have a 7-0 lead and lifted foul and out of play there for Braylon Brooks, the left fielder for the Opelika Bulldogs. Adams set to come home with a 1-2 pitch, and that one cut on and lifted into center field. Taylor Carlisle, no problem for her. She is just showing off the hustle. Anything in that center field territory that is in the air. Taylor Carlisle is going to get there. She has had, I believe, 5 catches out there in the center field out of the 14 outs that the Bulldogs have made so far. She is really something to watch as just an 8th grader starting for this Wetumpka Indians team. And Emily Birmingham going to come up for her second time in there for strike one, courtesy of Abigail Adams, who's looking like she will go the complete game. The third baseman, Birmingham, for the Opelika Bulldogs, popped out to Arant in her last time up and pops it up again. Taylor Carlisle will catch it, and she will end it. Indians dominate the Bulldogs 19-0 after the assault from Sophie Arant. 2 home runs for her and 8 RBIs on the night, driving home close to half of this Indians run total. She will be your precision floor care player of the game. Sophie Arant will be 5 for 5 on the night for her 3 singles, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs. What a showing from her, and a great showing on this in the circle for Abigail Adams in 5 innings, only allowing just 1 hit, 3 walks to her name as well, and a couple of strikeouts as well. Stick around, though. We'll talk about some more stats here for this Indians team in the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus postgame show here in just a couple of moments. But before we get there, we just want to remind you that Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to bo'boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. We'll be back in just a couple of moments here for the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus postgame show. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And what a night it was here in Opelika for your Wetumpka Indians, who pick up the win 19-0. They will move to 12-1 on the season. And a couple of a big game, or 11-1 on the season, and a couple of big games coming for the Indians next week. On Tuesday, they will head out to Percy Julian for the first area play of the game. And then on Thursday, a big, big matchup for this Indian squad. They'll travel out to Alabaster to face the number 4 ranked national team in Thompson That's another 7A squad here, and that one should be a really exciting game. And we'll keep you posted, of course, on the Wetumpka Sports Network channels on what's happening with all those games, and might even be able to get out to Thompson to broadcast that game. Still working on that. We are not 100% sure quite yet. And a couple of good nights for the Indians all across the board. Of course, you talk about Sophie Aran going four for five at the plate, seven RBIs to her name, two home runs for her as well. Kylie Richardson picked up a triple and two RBIs on the night. Layla Culpepper drove in four. Lexi Smith, she drove in Lexi Smith three separate times, and good teamwork between them. She went three for five at the plate, and three doubles for Culpepper as well. Lexi Smith picked up a double, two singles, and going three for four at the plate tonight. Taylor Carlisle had a great night as well, going three for four, and she picked up two RBIs as well. In the circle, Abigail Adams finishes with no runs. Of course, none of them earned. Just two walks and three strikeouts. One hit to her name as well. Next week, the Indians will have quite a few games. We will be on the air for a whole bunch of them. The Indians baseball team will host Prattville Christian Academy on Monday night at 5 o'clock, where Gavin Baxley and myself will be on the call. Tuesday night, this Indian softball team travels out to Percy Julian, and we will be calling that game as well, broadcasting it here and every way you can listen on 105.1 WRFS or the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook pages. And then on Thursday, we will broadcast the Wetumpka baseball game at Pike Road. Gavin Baxley will be on the call for that one. I potentially might be there, but we may also do a double broadcast, and we will keep you posted on whether or not we will be able to cover that game against Thompson out there in Alabaster. We'll keep you posted. Make sure you stay tuned to the Wetumpka Sports Network Facebook and Instagram. For the final time tonight, your Indians pick up the win 19-0 after a 10-run third inning, five-run fourth inning, and a four-run fifth inning. Indians move to 11-1 on the season, and Opelika Bulldogs fall to 10-3. Thanks, everybody, for listening for the final time tonight. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Have a great night.